Ando. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha. Hallelujah. And Omega, we worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. I want to be where you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I got to be where you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll travel near afar for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King, for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. I got to be where you are. I want to be where you are. I got to be where you are. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, hallelujah, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. I got to be where you are. I want to be where you are, oh Lord. I got to be where you are, hallelujah. I want to be where you are. I got to be where you are. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, hallelujah, to behold you as my King, hallelujah, for your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. I got to be where you are. I want to be where you are. I gotta be where you are. Joy is where you are. Peace is where you are. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. I got to be where you are. Here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Come on, lift your hands up and say, fill my cup. Here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, here's my cup, hallelujah. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Fill me up, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and lift your hands up. Tell the Lord, that I want you, Lord. I want you to fill my cup, Lord. Provide me with the fire that, provide me with the sacrifice of fire, hallelujah. Provide the spirit, Lord. I will open up inside, hallelujah. Fill me up, fill me up, fill me up, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Greta, are you there?
Glory be to God. Oh, God, we come to you with hearts of thanksgiving, grateful, God, for this day that you have made, grateful that you have allowed us to rejoice and be glad in it, grateful, Lord, that you saved us, grateful to celebrate this season, Jesus' birth, oh, God, grateful that there is life everlasting as a result of accepting you as our Lord and personal Savior, grateful, God, for the two founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Lawther-Spoon. God, grateful that they listened to you, God, and not only did they listen and hear, but they were obedient to start the Master's Call, and grateful, Lord, that we have been here for 10 years. Hallelujah. Father, we're grateful for each and every family member who has joined us, and Father, our new, well, first-time listeners, grateful, God, that this call is being shared, oh, God, and that it is being a blessing to so many. God, grateful for the speaker who will bring a word that we know will bless us this morning, will enrich, enhance, and empower us this morning. Grateful, God, that the speaker got the word straight from the throne room of heaven, nothing added to it, nothing taken away, but just as you gave it to her by the Holy Spirit, Lord. Father, grateful that you are blessing her family or his family. Father, grateful that you are doing above and beyond in their lives. Lord, thank grateful for the Diaz de Leon family who got us all here together and the reason why we're here together. Grateful, Lord, that you're continuing to speak to them and download witty ideas and products, oh God, for a stronger and healthier group of people, Lord. Grateful, Father, grateful, 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 grateful that you've given us the authority to bind Satan in the name of Jesus so he nor any of his cohorts have any place on this call because we have put them under our feet. We've taken authority over them, and we have cast them out in the name of Jesus. So we are grateful that this call will go forth with clarity because it is saturated by the blood of Jesus and by the word of our testimony. We give you praise, so grateful to be able to praise you and give you all honor and all glory this morning. It is in your precious name we are grateful to say hallelujah and amen. Well, this is Minister Willa. It has been a pleasure to serve you this morning as your greeter. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, I love me some you. Host, are you there? Host, are you there?
Can you hear me, Minister Willa?
I can, yes. God bless you.
Praise God. God bless you. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning. We give God glory for you. Glory to God. I'm still saturating in that awesome worship this morning. Thank you again, Minister Roslyn, for allowing God to use you this morning. Praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I give God glory, hallelujah, because he gets all the glory. Let me share with you a little bit, and I just want to say take the time out. I heard some first-time callers this morning. We welcome you, give you a special welcome, and say thank you for joining us, the Master's Call. Here, we're here every Monday through Friday at this time. Thank you for joining us. And let me just share a little bit about this call. We started back in October 2010, and yes, we are in our 10th year and so thankful to God that he brought us through a wonderful 10 years, and it started with these phenomenal ladies, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who said yes to the Master. And with that, they stood on the word, and it is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we do have a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers. as they begin their day. And guess what? We do have some people that come on that don't know the Lord, and they give their lives over to the Lord. Hallelujah. We're so grateful to God for that. We have a website that you can go to any time of the day or the hour. It is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, where you'll see all the messages have been archived there. Yes, from the past 10 years, you'll see the messages have been archived there, so you can always get a word from the Lord. And then you will also notice that we have the bios of our speaker as well on that site. Now, our theme for this year, and we only have a couple of days left, but guess what? We've been holding on to it all year long, and we thank God for it. It is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this awesome ministry, and we encourage you to do so. We have opportunity where you can be a host, which is what I'm doing. You can greet, as Minister Willa did so graciously. You can sing unto the Lord, like Minister Roslyn did. Listen, we welcome you to come and join us and be a part of this awesome ministry. And you can also send your prayer requests and praise reports if you're not on with us on Fridays, where you can also do that verbally. You can send all this information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will definitely contact you. Now, just to give you a briefing of how we started, it really started with this awesome health and wellness company called Artists International. It is a phenomenal company that's been in existence over 30 years. And started by the Diaz de Leon family, and we're so grateful that we're still strong and still presenting some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful health and wellness products that are helping people get their health restored. And I'm telling you, you could get on the MMC call after this call every day and get some information on how these products are helping people around the world. Or get with the person that invited you to the call. They'll share more information with you. Now, about that MMC call, which is the morning motivational call, it's held every Monday through Friday, like I mentioned, right after this call. It's and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, that's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Now, if you need a pass-by number, you can also have that number just in case your provider is avoiding you from getting on the call. That's 716-293-9707. That's 716-293-9707. Now, today is Presidential Tuesday, where they'll be talking about the business aspects, so to speak, of the morning motor of the Artist International Company, which is Artist Life now. Well, listen, I'm getting out of the way because we definitely have an awesome speaker who is always ready to serve as unto the Lord. She is a person who, I'm telling you, she just gives God her all in all and say, Lord, take this vessel and use me. She is a woman who was born in New York and then resided in Georgia, but now God has her in San Antonio, Texas. We're so grateful to God that she is a minister. She is an electrical engineer by trade. But not only that, she is a mother of an awesome young man. She is a woman who stands on the word of God and says, Lord, what you want me to do next? He has used her to start her ministry. When God birthed the ministry, it's one of her books. I said one of her books because I know there are others that are coming along. But she is a woman of who stands on God's word, like I mentioned. And her son's named Christopher, powerful young man. She is a blessed woman of God who says, listen to what the Spirit has to say. Speak what the Spirit has to say. And then operate in what the Spirit is using you to operate in. So I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own Prophet Minister Kai Brown. Are you there, Prophet Kai?
I am here, my beautiful Mississippi Queen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for such an amazing introduction and for all that you do to encourage and just to keep us moving forward. I want to say thank you to our psalmist, Minister Roslyn, and to our greeter, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting us. And, of course, to say thank you, thank you, thank you to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes is why we could be here this morning. But, of course, you know, we give all glory, all honor, all praise, all exaltation to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our big brother and our daddy God, just because they are, you know, the reason we can be here each day to hear a word from the Lord. So we are going to get right into the word this morning and just, you know, hear what thus says the Lord. I've been in this process called the B series. And of course, as I was, you know, just seeking God and looking for a word for today, I had to ask him, Lord, you know, what are we doing here? Where, you know, in this, as we're wrapping up this year of 2020, this year of turmoil and trial and tribulation, but also of growth and grace, which was sufficient to carry us through the year, clearly, because here we are at the closing of it. I had to ask him, Lord, you know, what is the word for today? For today specifically. And he said, be gentle. And I had to say, hold on. I know you can't want me, your daughter who is, you know, comes straight forward, who struggles with that word to minister on the word, be gentle. That can't possibly be what you're asking me to do. He was like, no. And specifically for you to do it, Kai. Because the people need to know that even though the word comes direct and straightforward, it can come gently and with love. So today's message is be gentle. If you would turn with me to Ephesians 4, and we'll start at the first verse. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Be completely humble and be gentle. So I really had to ask the Lord. I said, okay, Lord. Because, you know, I have been accused of a lot of things, but being gentle has never been one of the things that people have, you know, said, Kai, you're gentle. You know, you're gentle. And so I really had to do some looking at the word. And I asked the Lord, I said, okay, Lord, speak to me specifically about the gentleness you're referring to. And he said, there's several things where we need to be gentle. But first, we need to be gentle with ourselves. We need to love on ourselves. We need to be kind to ourselves, even when we miss it. I said, okay, Lord. So you're saying in those times where we fall short, not only do we need to seek your forgiveness, but we need to forgive and love on ourselves back to a place of wholeness. And that's a means of us being gentle with ourselves. He said, yes, daughter, that's it. So the first thing we need to do is we need to be gentle with ourselves. And I had to really look at that for a minute, because I don't think I'm harder on anyone than I am on myself. When I miss it, or when I fall short, or when I don't get it, or when I don't understand, I have the tendency to beat up on myself. Because there's an air of perfectionism that the Lord had to deal with in me. And the way to get past that need to be perfect, that perfectionism, which is a sin, is to be gentle with myself, is to forgive myself, is to love on myself. And I had to say, okay, Lord, I need a definition. I need a starting point of the word gentle. And so the online dictionary defines it as having or showing a mild, kind, or tender temperament of character, moderate in action, effect, or degree, not harsh or severe. So I said, okay, Lord, I get that. So I need to not beat up on myself. We need to not continue to allow the enemy to beat us over the head with that past mistake. But instead, with love and gentleness and meekness and kindness, forgive ourselves even when we struggle with it. You know, I had to go through a period of apologizing to myself. Yeah, I know that seems strange to some people, but apologizing to myself for being so harsh with me. Ty, it's okay that you didn't understand or that you missed it. It's okay. Because God said that he has forgiven you, and if he has forgiven you, who then are you not to forgive yourself? If God be for you, who can be against you? That even requires us to look in the mirror. Because sometimes when God is for us, we are standing in our own way. We are our own worst enemy. So we have to look at the word of God that he has given us, and not only expect others to live that word towards us, but us to live it towards ourselves. So the first thing in being gentle is being gentle with oneself, is accepting our limitations and our humanity, and allowing God, see, the most important thing, to fill in those places where we fall short, because in our weakness, he is strong. His strength is perfect. So we have to stop beating up on ourselves and talking so negatively. That negative talk, that negative self-talk that is so pervasive in this time, in this season, in this world we live in, has to be put down and put aside. And we have to pick up the gentle language of Jesus. Now, that doesn't mean that we condone sin or lackluster or backbiting or those things. But when we see it, we surrender it to God and we allow his love to perfect us instead of trying to be perfect in and of ourselves. We allow his grace, his strength to perfect us. Titus 3:2 says, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy towards all people. See, that's the second step. We have to be gentle towards others. See, when God saved us, he didn't come at us and beat us over the head with the Bible. He didn't tell us how tore up from the floor up we were. He didn't show us example of example of an example of an example of example of how we let him down or how we missed the mark. Instead, he showed us the love he had for us by sending Jesus to the cross so so that we could be returned to right relationship with him. And Jesus took that responsibility on. He could have said no. He could have said, these people that you gave me aren't worth this. But instead, he took the cross on so that we could return to the Father. So the gentleness of the Father could be just spread over us. So that we in turn could be gentle not only with ourselves, but with one another. See, we have to be honest with ourselves, knowing that everybody is going to miss it. Everybody is going to fall short. The word says all, not some, not a few of us, not every other person, but God needed us to understand that all have fallen short and missed the glory of God. See, he couldn't leave space for not a single solitary person to think they had arrived on their own. So he let us know that all have fallen short and missed the glory of God. But even in that, he is gentle with us. He loves us. He shows us our flaws and our shortcomings. And then he loves them out of us. He loves us through the growth process. He shows us his grace through it. And even though as a prophet I am trained to speak the truth, I am trained to speak the truth in love. There's a gentleness of that love that we have to make sure that we are showing one another. We have to avoid quarreling and be gentle. That's what the word says. Avoid quarreling and be gentle. We have to make sure that we are doing our part. But the wisdom of from above is first pure, then peaceable, then gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. That's James 3:17. The wisdom from above, the wisdom that comes from God, is pure, peaceable, and gentle. See, God didn't make a mistake by showing us in so many places in the words that we are supposed to be gentle with one another as he is gentle with us. We have to make sure that as we are walking out his Jeremiah 29:11 plan for us, which includes his grace and mercy, that we are not only being gentle with ourselves, but gentle with each other. We have to make sure that as we are continuing to grow in his wisdom and knowledge and grace, that we are loving each other in a way where we can help each other grow past those flaws and shortcomings. That we are not being harsh and hard-hearted and just pointing fingers to point fingers, but that we are loving the hell out of one another. That we are gently showing each other where we fall short, being earnest with one another in love, being honest about where we miss it, and in accepting responsibility for when we fall short, knowing that his grace is sufficient to sustain us through the process of being gentle. I don't know about you, but how I know that I would struggle if God was as harsh with me as I sometimes am with others. And so I've had to repent and ask God for forgiveness, but also ask others to forgive my harshness. Because in those seasons, when we are at our lowest, such as during this coronavirus, we need to be gentle with one another, loving each other, honestly and lovingly pointing out those things that God shows us, knowing that He has already worked it out for our good and His glory. So we need to make sure that we are being gentle. So I'll leave you with this. Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Be gentle with one another, my brother and sister. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that on-time word, be gentle. I think it's truly appropriate in this season and in this time. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, you have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. Lord, we thank you that you are truly our dwelling place throughout all generations. And we come to realize, Lord, that it's only in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. So we thank you, we glorify you, and we honor you for being the awesome God that you are. Lord, we thank you for this amazing woman of God who have brought us this message, Lord God, to be gentle with ourselves as well as with others, O God. We thank you, Father, for the spirit of truth that's dwelling on the inside of us to allow us to be gentle, O God. We thank you, Father, that you pour in virtues of blessings on top of blessings upon Minister Prophet Kai. We thank you, Lord, that you are blessing her going out and her coming in. We thank you, Father, for restoring her, Lord, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank you, Father, for keeping her and her son in perfect peace as their minds stay on you. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that you have in store for them, Lord God. And we glorify you, Father, for overshadowing them with your love, your joy, and your peace, and the blessings and the fruit of all that you have for them, O God. We know, Lord God, that your people who are called by your name are on this call. So we're asking, Father God, that you fill them up this morning, O God. Continue to fill them, Father, as we've richly supped on your word this morning, Father God. Fill them up to, Lord God, that they'll be used by you this day and in the days to come. Lord God, we are looking and facing 2021, Father God, and with those that have loved ones that are gone on to be with you, Father, we ask that you comfort them, you strengthen them. There are so many, Lord, too many to call out right now. But, Lord, you know who they are. We ask that you strengthen the families, Lord God, like never before. And, Father God, we know that you can comfort like none other. We thank you, Father, for that those that are going through health challenges, we call them healed and whole by the blood of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Lord, you watch over your word to perform it always. So we thank you that you're performing your word mightily in their bodies, in their minds, in their spirit man. And we'll be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing in this season. We may not understand everything, Father, but we come to realize that our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We glorify you, Father God, and we're asking, Father, that you continue to bless Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. Continue to bless Mother Josie, Mother Eleanor, and all the mothers, Lord God, Victoria, and all those, Lord God, that calls on your name. We ask you, Lord God, that you continue to strengthen Artist's life in its entirety. We know, Father God, that you are God alone, and we thank you for everything that you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah and amen. Well, now you can pass this message on to someone else. The playback is 712 712-432-1085. The PIN is 2995-7677 pound. I'm trying to gift you to the MMC, but that number again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677 pound. Share this word with someone. We look forward to you being with us tomorrow. We thank God for you being with us today, and we know that the greater is in store for you. I'll turn it back over to you, Minister Prophet Kai, to close us out with the benediction.
Thank you again, Minister Brenda, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for this time that we've had to come together. And as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we ask you to continue to be gentle with us and to teach us to be gentle with ourselves and others. Lord, we love you, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.